Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung. Welcome to Prophecy Today. The next 90 minutes are very important for you because you're going to learn information about a brand new Israeli government. The coalition government has been formed by Prime Minister Netanyahu. We'll be talking with David Dolan. He's in Jerusalem. And then Winky Madad, he's in the center part of the state at a place called Gilo. We'll look into that situation. By the way, there's a brand new pope. He's from South America, Argentina. He's a Jesuit. What does that mean? Well, we're going to bring Mike Gendron to these microphones and Brandon House. They're both going to be talking to us about what all of this means as it relates to what has happened at the Vatican in the last couple of days. In other words, I would suggest you keep the dial set right where it is. In addition, Rabbi Yoel Karen will be coming along. He's going to tell us that there are some Jewish activists in Jerusalem who want to reclaim the sovereignty of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's a jam-packed program. Keep the dial set right where it is. I'm here in temporary studios. We're located in Illinois, Richland Park, Illinois, at the Sauk Trail Baptist Temple. We're going to be here for an all-day prophecy conference tomorrow. Talk to you more about that because we must get to our broadcast partners right away. Going to Washington, D.C. first, Colonel Bob McGinnis. He looks at geopolitical activities for us. Bob, I want to talk about the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, deploying some types of missiles in an anticipation of what North Korea might do. But first, let me talk to you. What is going to be much of the focus on the broadcast today is the new pope in the Vatican. His name is Pope Francis. That's a name he selected. And he's from Argentina, South America. Is what he is going to be doing as he moves into the leadership of the Catholic Church going to impact any of the geopolitical activities in our world?
Well, Jimmy, he's a conservative in the good sense of the word. I think he will impact certainly some social issues. He'll continue to be very much opposed to abortion. He'll be opposed to homosexuality and marriage, and such as what President Obama is trying to seek now. I think he'll be a moderating influence. Clearly, his background as a Jesuit is going to be helpful. He's a very learned man, a smart man, a capable man. He's been around working with poor people in the world. And so I think he'll be quite a change from Pope Benedict, and I think a refreshing change.
Well, that will be interesting to watch, and we'll cover this along the way as well. Well, I mentioned the United States is going to deploy ground-to-air missiles to be ready for any threat or an attack, some type of a missile attack by North Korea. Boy, North Korea, they are not sitting still. They are very antagonistic, but the United States is going to be prepared for them, are they not?
Well, certainly that's what the Secretary is announcing, the upgrade of land-based air defense ballistic missiles. We have some already at Fort Greely, Alaska. We have obviously some at Vandenberg Air Force Base. We're just going to increase the numbers there. We have Aegis systems, which have SM-2s that are off the coast of North Korea. And then Japanese have Patriot anti-ballistic missile batteries, as well as we do in Korea. So we're trying to account for everything that we possibly can. Now, the provocations from Kim Jong-un are very serious. He's already revoked any relationship with the armistice of 1953, basically declaring war. And at the same time, they're an incredibly poor country. He is seeking attention. And so we have to kind of take some of these threats with a grain of salt because I don't think that he could follow through, but he does have some capability for being very provocative.
Somewhat egotistical. You said he was seeking attention. That's an absolute. Earlier this week, Bob, the United States spy chief warned first about North Korea, but also the cyber activities that are happening, the attacks and what's going on. Talk to me about what he had to say.
Yeah, Jim Clapper, who is our chief for national intelligence, has been talking about this for quite a few years. So have a number of other key leaders. I know the president has activated when he had talked at the State of the Union, he said, that day I signed a document that put in place some additional capability. The cyber threat is very serious, and we are attacked millions of times every day. Certainly where I work at the Defense Department, we have so many firewalls, it's hard to get anything done just because of the encumbrance that creates for the computer system. But our infrastructure in this country is always under attack, certainly our commercial and our scientific activities, our electric grid, our sewer systems. You know, those are the things we're concerned about, and as many of these people have warned, this is something that we can't put our guard down on. It's very, very serious, and it's right upon us.
And indeed, if we don't start taking care of situations right now, it will only intensify, i.e. what's been going on with the China attack in the war, in the cyberspace activities in our nation.
Well, it is. The Chinese pilfer virtually everything that they can. They have actually military units that do nothing but try to tap into our technologies. Of course, a few years ago, we stood up what we call Cyber Command, and each of these services have what they call a component. So the Army has a Cyber Command, too. And, you know, trying to figure out how do you do this defensively, and at the same time, we have to figure out offensive capabilities. So should we come under attack, we have to be able to strike back. So this is a whole new world of types of warfare in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Bob, I know that you write a lot about political activities, your focus on the military, you're a strategic planner, you have an opportunity to work there at the Pentagon, but you also look at geopolitical activities around the world, and I just read recently a world poll. Now, this is not just in the United States, but around the world, and it says that the image of the United States is in decline. That's not good for us, is it?
Well, it's not, but of course, you know, the leadership of nations listens to something differently. They listen to currency, what we can do for them or what we can do to them. We probably are not necessarily going to be popular, especially because of the wars in Afghanistan and some of what people consider our bullying around the world. So we're not running a popularity contest, but still, people want to come here and live because they know in spite of all the problems we have, this is a fairly good place to live.
Yes, and it seems to me when President George W. Bush was at the White House, everybody said that the decline of importance and the opinion of the world affected his presidency, but it looks like President Obama's not doing a whole lot better, is he?
No, and typically in the second term, a president's popularity, both at home and abroad, goes down because you take on a different agenda. This president is doing much the same. So internationally, people just are not going to like us, and at least at the average person, because they're listening to their media, and their media in many cases has no incentive to, you know, try to paint us in a good picture. Now, there are a lot of good reasons to be critical of the United States and certainly of this administration, but I wouldn't lose a lot of sleep worrying about some of these countries and whether they like us or not.
That's a great bit of advice. Bob, as we speak, the Russian Navy is moving into the Mediterranean with a permanent presence. And in addition to that, a couple of Navy ships from Russia moving into a port city there in Syria. And they have a lot of troops on board. I wonder what this is all developing into.
Well, the Russians have a long relationship with Assad in Syria. They have had troops on the ground in Tarsus for many, many years. It's their only really Mediterranean naval facility. After all, it's just a short journey through the isthmus there in Turkey down from the Black Sea to that particular port. The Russians are trying to expand their capabilities. Of course, they have some very serious internal problems as well, but they're modernizing, they're downsizing, they're trying to make their armed forces credible. We are watching. We have seen some advances. We'll have to wait and see if these advances materialize in a way that's further threatening to us, though.
Let's keep a focus on Syria just for a moment. The Mufti in Saudi Arabia, that's a high-ranking Islamic cleric, has said that a fatwa needs to be issued against Bashar Assad in Syria, and in fact, he's approved the possibility of assassination. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, the Mufti can say whatever he wants. People have been trying to kill Assad for the last 24 months as that revolution has really spun up. So I don't think it has any consequence. You know, if somebody could have killed him, they would have done it a long time ago, and you know, a piece of paper is not going to do that.
Just one other thought. I have more time than I thought. The clock seemed to give me a signal we had to get out. But let me ask you this. What about President Obama going into Israel? I'll get with the other broadcast partners to talk about it. Will this be an important time for these two leaders of the world to get together? And do you think there'll be anything accomplished?
Well, if it were important, he would have done it in his last term. I think he's doing some political payback because the Jewish lobby in this country, like it or not, did support him in the last election. He, of course, is concerned about Israel's posturing with regard to Iran because the Iranians have not slowed down their nuclear program. So there are a host of issues, plus what's going on in Syria and Egypt and even in next-door Jordan that have both of those leaders' attention, and clearly they'll talk about that.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from Washington, D.C., looking at geopolitical activities for us right here on Prophecy Today. Bob, thank you so very much. Appreciate your helping us to understand what's happening.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We're going to take a break, and we'll bring to these microphones David Dolan, a Middle East News update. He'll talk about the presidential visit to Israel as well. That's all ahead here on Prophecy Today.